Hey there, welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we're diving into something that completely blew my mind during a recent state inspection. Have you ever seen a hack job so wild that you can't tell if you should be impressed or horrified? Well, grab a seat, because this one's a doozy. Picture this. A truck rolls in, and the owner genuinely thinks he's going to pass inspection with a piece of tin slapped over a rusted rear leaf spring shackle. Yes, you heard that right. He thought he could just cover up that structural rust like he was patching a barn roof. Now let me tell you, that's the kind of creativity that makes me want to pull my hair out. It's not just dangerous, it shows a complete misunderstanding of vehicle safety. So, why is this kind of fix so dangerous? Well, first off, that piece of tin doesn't add any strength. In fact, it makes the problem worse. Trapping moisture between the tin and the rusted metal only speeds up corrosion. And here's the kicker. Trying to hide rust in this way is often considered fraud in most states. When that shackle fails, and trust me, it will, you're looking at a catastrophic suspension collapse. Imagine losing control of your vehicle while you're cruising down the highway. It's not just a minor issue like a burnt-out taillight. This is life-threatening stuff. Now let's talk about what leaf spring shackles actually do. Essentially, they're a critical part of your vehicle's suspension, allowing the rear leaf springs to flex as you drive over bumps. The shackle acts like a swing arm, connecting the spring to the frame. Without it, you'd have serious issues with suspension binding, which could lead to a complete failure. And here's a pro tip. If you're driving a light-duty pickup, like an F-150 or Silverado, check those shackles regularly. A typical shackle is made from stamped steel, usually about 5 to 8 millimeters thick. If you can see rust flaking off in layers, you need to replace that shackle immediately. So how do you properly inspect for rust damage? First, you'll want a good flashlight, a wire brush, and some safety gear. Get your truck safely supported on jack stands. Never crawl under a vehicle, just on a floor jack. Then, get under there and look for surface rust, scale rust, or even worse, perforation rust. Now, surface rust isn't the end of the world. It's just the outer layer oxidizing. But if you see metal flaking or holes, that's when you need to be worried. Tap on the shackle plate with a hammer. Does it sound solid, or does it give off a dull thud? If it's the latter, you could be dealing with a seriously weakened shackle. If you find that your shackles are rusted through, let's talk about how to replace them properly. This isn't a tin-over-rust job. This is about doing it right. Most DIYers can handle this job with basic tools, but if your frame is compromised, it's time to call a professional. To start, you need to get the right parts. Aftermarket shackle kits usually include everything you need, including shackles, bolts, and bushings. Make sure to order the correct parts for your specific make and model, and always soak those bolts with penetrating oil before you start. They can seize up after years of exposure. Now, as you start replacing the shackles, make sure to support the rear axle, as the leaf springs are under tension. If a rusted bolt gives way while you're working on it, you could get seriously injured. And a quick warning, don't weld over rust without grinding it back to clean metal first. Welds over rust will fail almost immediately. Once you have the new shackles in place, make sure everything is torqued to spec. Over-torquing can crush the bushings and cause early failure. And hey, if you can use greasable bushings, do it. They'll help extend the life of your suspension. Now let's talk about what state inspectors are actually looking for during a safety inspection. It may vary from state to state, but they're generally checking for structural integrity and excessive wear. They'll look for cracks, rust through, and any repair attempts that look suspicious. Remember, if a corner of your vehicle is sitting an inch lower than the other, that could indicate a problem. If you fail for suspension issues, you'll need proper receipts showing repair with equivalent parts. Trying to hide damage only delays the inevitable and can make repairs way more expensive down the line. So, here's the takeaway. Regular inspections are key, especially if you live in a rust-prone area. And don't be like our friend who tried to patch things up with tin. Address the root cause of your vehicle issues instead of covering them up. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this discussion about state inspections and proper vehicle maintenance helpful. Next time you're under your truck, take a good look. Catch those problems before they catch you. And I'll catch you in the next one.